With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Yesterday, we brought you a story about how the Central Coast could soon see a surge in COVID-19 cases. Not today, not next week, but rather 2 months from now. That's because tens of thousands of migrant farm workers will be moving into the area for agricultural's peak season. KZU's Michelle Loxton talked to the County Ag Commissioner to find out how we're preparing.
Monterey County's specialty crops require a lot of hand labor. Strawberries and leafy greens need to be picked by hand. The agriculture workforce here is made up of different kinds of laborers, those who live in the area year-round, H-2A visa holders or legal guest workers, and migrant farm workers, about half of whom are undocumented. About 40% of that total farm worker population is already in Monterey County right now. But as ag season shifts into a higher gear, more and more will arrive.
We'll have approximately 60,000 agricultural workers within the county.
That's Henry Gonzalez. He's the agricultural commissioner for Monterey County. He says approximately half of those 60,000 ag laborers are migrant workers. A few thousand more are H-2A visa holders. The H-2A visa holders get housing provided by their employers. But for migrant farm workers who don't have that luxury, which is the majority,
they pretty much crowd into any place that they can find a place. Garages, a bedroom, they'll crowd in there. And this is what really makes the situation much more dire for farm workers.
Dire because these conditions are much more conducive for the spread of the coronavirus. To prepare for a possible surge in COVID-19 cases, the county has set up 4 alternative housing sites. Each site will house up to 200 people with mild COVID-19 symptoms that can't isolate themselves, like farm workers. Currently, the county is using hotel rooms and trailers for quarantine and isolation for this population. The alternative housing sites are on standby for when they're needed. An alternative care site, different from the housing sites, is also being set up in a hangar at the Marina Airport. This location will house 350 hospital patients. It will act as an extension of local hospitals after they have reached capacity. But will farm workers be comfortable coming forward to use these facilities, especially those who are undocumented?
So they may not want to say, I'm sick, I don't feel well today. And they may wait until they're very sick before they seek medical attention.
They don't come forward out of fear of being deported. These workers also don't have the luxury to take time off if they fall ill.
They may not have not only medical benefits, but they may not have sick leave. And so the wages that they earn would be negatively impacted if they had to take time off.
So Gonzalez and others are concerned that these workers might try to toughen it out and go to work, further spreading the virus to other farm workers. Because of these concerns, at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, Monterey County and ag industry groups released an advisory on ways to better protect workers. It included suggestions like social distancing, hand washing stations, and checking workers for symptoms. But this is all voluntary. Gonzalez says he's been out to the fields to inspect what's being followed.
I have seen that they've adopted the practice of transporting the workers 10 per bus trip. The buses can carry about 34 riders.
He's also seen social distancing being practiced in the fields. The county also announced recently it will be handing out 750,000 face coverings to farm workers over the next few weeks. Even so, Gonzalez says many workers have covered their faces for years.
Workers have worn those bandanas for decades to cover their faces from the sun, from the dust, any pesticide residue that might be floating in the air.
But will all these precautions and planning be enough to prevent a surge among these vulnerable and essential workers? That will be put to the test over the next few months. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.